Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening once again to Comic Talk Today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you your headlines for June 23rd, 2020. We have a lot to talk about. Mostly rumors, but still, there's plenty in this episode, so let's just hit it, shall we? Now let's talk TV streaming. First up, we have an interesting tweet from the Stranger Things official Twitter account. There is a picture up there that has a lot of industry buzz going on right now, and I don't understand necessarily why. I mean, so let's not bury the lead. So the image shows 9 scripts, and it says season 4 in its entirety or something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing the tweet, but the image is 9 scripts. If you look, it's kind of hard to see all of them. You kind of have to really pay attention to where the breaks are, and some of them overlap other ones, which makes it a little difficult. But there are, in fact, 9 scripts in this, which means there are going to be 9 episodes. There is going to be 9 episodes for season 4 of Stranger Things. And apparently this is a big deal for reasons. Season 2 was 9 episodes. Granted, there was a bonus episode that probably could have been cut. So that is leading a lot of naysayers. Well, you're not running as tight a ship as you should. Other series run with more than 8 episodes and they do just fine. Just because one time there was an extra episode that really had nothing to do with anything else doesn't mean they're going to do the same thing twice. It just means we're gonna have to pay a little bit more attention and see that. I mean, even then, it's whatever, man. Now, I'm all down for an extra hour of my Stranger Things for the season, so there you go. That is what we have on that. Our next piece has to do with an announcement for the Cybertron Netflix series. This is the first series in a trilogy of series. We've talked about this on the show before when it was originally announced. So there was no release date, though, when it was originally announced. And now not only do we have a release date, but we also have a trailer. So the release date is July 30th. Again, it will be on Netflix, and the trailer you can find if you go down to those show notes and click the link. Yeah, looks interesting. Artwork great. I'm excited to see what they do with the Transformers, and again, that's all we have, so let's move on to the next piece. Next we are talking about Cobra Kai. This is a follow-up piece. We talked originally about how Cobra Kai was going to be leaving YouTube Originals or YouTube Red or whatever it's being called these days. YouTube Premiere, I think for a second is what it was called. Now it has found its new resting place. The new home for the series of Cobra Kai is Netflix. So if you have a Netflix account and you have yet to watch the first 2 seasons of Cobra Kai, you are in luck, because sometime between now and the end of the year, they were not more specific than that, the first 2 seasons will be released onto Netflix, and then season 3 will be coming sometime shortly thereafter. Again, very not specific with the details on how this is all going to work. But this is the last hope of YouTube's original programming as far as scripted programming goes. This YouTube is no longer in the scripted programming game. And then our final piece of TV streaming news has to do with FX on Hulu. So this is actually quite an interesting little thing that may or may not be the beginning of something even more strange and confusing, actually. So FX on Hulu. So right now, if you have cable, then you probably have the channel FX. If you have a larger package for your cable provider or for your satellite or whatever, then you potentially also have the second FX channel called FXX, which is basically just all of the syndicated stuff that FX, I don't know, so If they play longer versions of what you get on FX, like all of the old episodes of, I can't even think of an FX original right now. But yeah, so that's kind of the situation of the broadcast version. And then now that FX or now FX has been on Hulu for some time, and usually Walking Dead. That's AMC. Why am I drawing a blank on original FX programming? Whatever, it's irrelevant. So when FX was put onto Hulu as well, FX original shows, then usually it was within a couple of days after the episode aired, you could then watch it on Hulu. So that was the situation of FX on Hulu for a while. Now, it seems they're testing the waters for something. Specifically what, I'm not entirely sure, but we do have an announcement that a couple of stories that we've been talking about on the show, we've been keeping tabs on, are now going to be exclusives for FX on Hulu. Those two shows are Why the Last Man, yes, it is still in production, and American Horror Stories, so the micro-anthology series based on the macro-anthology series that is on... There you go. There's an original FX program. American Horror Story. All right, so brain unlocked. Okay, so these are the first two shows that are going to be exclusively on FX on Hulu, so if you have a Hulu subscription... Presumably, this is not going to be an add-on to that Hulu subscription. So if you have your Disney Plus and you get the cheap version of Hulu, then it should also be included. I can't imagine they're going to want to make this into a paid add-on to Hulu, but who freaking knows in this age of streaming? If they see that this becomes popular enough, then maybe they will try and capitalize on that and make it like a $5 additional charge to your Hulu account. I don't know. It could be amazing because we could get some fantastic original series that go to FX on Hulu exclusive. Or it could be total horrible capitalist nonsense. Well, not even capitalist nonsense, but corporatist nonsense that just makes you want to pull your hair out and scream a little bit. So that is everything in TV streaming right now. Now we're moving into movie news. We actually have to start movie news on a couple of down notes. Unfortunately, we've had two pretty big deaths in the last few days, the first of which being Ian Holm. For those that might recognize the name, but you don't necessarily know why, if you watched The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, then you know who Ian Holm is. He is the elder version of Bilbo. Or if you are a Fifth Element fan, then he was the father. Where's the name? I'm going to say it wrong if I don't ring it. Father Victor Cornelius. That was Ian Holm. He was also Sir William Gull. He was Frankenstein's father in the Mary Shelley Frankenstein movie. He was Napoleon in the Time Bandits. He's done so much in the nerd community. He was in, that Sir William Gull was the From Hell character that he played with based on the comic book. Johnny Depp starred in the movie. He was a titan. He was an amazing actor and honestly apparently loved doing nerdy stuff. He was in the Alien franchise, for crying out loud. The man was a legend and will be sorely missed. He died. He was 80. I'm sorry. I'm missing. There we go. He was 88 and he had been fighting prostate cancer and Parkinson's disease for some time. So that is in the end what took his life, unfortunately. So first down note is Ian Holm. Second down note just happened a couple of days ago, 2 days ago to be specific, because that's when I started this specific round of research, and that was Joel Schumacher. As tainted as some of the contributions that he made to the nerd community might be, he just was a kind of a titan as far as movie production goes and direction even. Joel Schumacher was 80. I could not find a cause of death, though I do believe he was in bad health as well. And people have just been showing dedication, you know, all of the wonderful things that these two men have contributed to their lives and to their careers all throughout Hollywood. And it's a beautiful thing to see these two men memorialized in such a way. So both of them will be missed. And that down note out of the way. Okay. Let's take a breather for 2 seconds. Glorify the dead, and we're moving on. All right. So our first piece of news, actually, this one was a little bit hard to substantiate, but I did find it. Oh, and apparently I didn't put the link in it, whatever. So the Star Wars movie that we knew we were going to be getting in 2022, according to Disney's release schedule, has been removed. So we're going to break this down a little bit because different places are reporting this differently. First, the only thing that is 100% news, that is 100% confirmable, is that the movie that was set to release in 2022, that was an unnamed Star Wars project, is no longer on the slate. So that is the actual news piece. Now, there has been a lot of conjecture from the moment this movie was announced until it being removed, that this movie was going to be a number of things, that this is going to be the one from D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, and then they left. And then the people are saying, well, this is going to be the Taika Waititi movie. But there was no confirmation for that. Or then people saying this is going to be the Kevin Feige movie. But there was no confirmation for that. So now the presumption, if you are of the mindset that this is the Taika or the Feige movie, then the presumption is this: they have added to their release schedule an unnamed Star Wars project to be released in 2024. So presumably whatever we were going to see in 22 has been just pushed back 2 years on the release schedule. That is a presumption. That is not a confirmation, because we have no idea what the content of that movie was. And still other people are saying that this was the D.B. Weiss and David Benioff movie, and they were trying to find someone to still make that story. And now that they can't find anyone that want to touch that baby, effectively, the Weiss-Benioff baby, then they're just completely canceling it. And this 2024 movie is something brand new altogether. So there's a lot of speculation involved here. The only hard facts are there was a movie set in 2022, set to release in 2022. That is no longer there. Now there is a movie set to release in 2024. Are they the same movie? Are they even related at all? Are they something else entirely? That all leads to speculation, which we don't do until we get to the rumor section. And we have so many rumors, we're not going to spend time bothering with speculation. We're moving on. Next, we are talking about Halloween Tree. For those that don't know, this is actually a Ray Bradbury story. I don't believe it was a novel, but it is a Bradbury story that is now being turned into a movie by Will Dunn for Warner Brothers. That is really all I could find on this, but since it's Bradbury connected, it had to go in the news show, man, because who doesn't love Ray Bradbury? Honestly, Martian Chronicles is one of my favorite science fiction books ever, but that's irrelevant and we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Ava and the Witch. You can see the first Studio Ghibli 3D animated movie. Well, you can see screenshots of it, at least, if you follow either of the links in the show notes. Both of them will take you to different places to see images from this movie. A couple of the images are repeats, but it's still really interesting to see Goro. I'm going to mispronounce Goro's last name. Miyazaki. This will be his third movie, his father being the one that released all of the other Studio Ghibli movies, but this will be his third movie. I didn't write down the first two, so Ghibli fans, please don't hang me in the comments, but that's pretty freaking awesome. I'm super excited about new Studio Ghibli, especially since they're now related to Disney Plus, and so much going on. All right, next we're talking, and finally we're talking about Flashpoint, or the Flash movie, whatever you want to call it, the Ezra Miller potentially fronted movie. We'll get into that in rumors, but there is a hardcore piece of news that is then going to lead into other rumors once we get into the rumor section. So that hardcore piece of news is that Michael Keaton is in talks to be a part of the cast. To what end is he going to be part of the cast? That is all speculation, and believe you me, we are going to be talking about that in the rumors section. This is the end of the movie section, though, so yeah, let's just move on. Now it's time for rumors. We are going to stay with Disney and Marvel for a little while, and then we're going to switch over to DC really, really quick, or Warner Brothers, I guess. And that is the long and the short of it. So first up, we're talking about Kevin Feige's Star Wars movie, the movie that we know is going to happen. There have been a number of rumors talking about who might be connected to it. There have been a number of MCU alumni that are reportedly attached to this movie, and this new rumor is now attaching Chris Hemsworth also to the movie. The likelihood of this, I feel like, is pretty strong, assuming, because this is going based on an assumption that Feige is similar to like a Woody Allen or one of those kind of directors, in that they want to use the same pool of actors frequently. I don't know if that's the case with Feige, so I really can't speak to the validity of this. If yes, then sure, I believe it. If no, then this is just people wishful thinking and spreading it as rumor. So it's kind of a mixed bag on this one. That is all we've got, though. We're moving next, staying with Star Wars. We're talking now about the Rian Johnson Star Wars movie. Rian Johnson has been saying, no, I'm not canceled. No, I'm not canceled. In spite of what all of the fans want to say, I am still getting my trilogy movie. Well, now there are actual rumors around the fact that, yes, he is getting a trilogy movie. Usually the rumors go in the opposite direction. This is the first set of rumors that say yes. The trilogy is still, according to the rumor, very early in the stages of development, and it will be a while because of that before we see the movie, because presumably he's working on the Knives Out sequel and so on and so forth. But he is still developing this movie, and it will see the light of day, according to the rumors. Honestly, as for the validity of this rumor, I feel like this also is kind of a 50-50 shot. Like, yes, he has been assuring us, I guess is the word you could use. He has been telling us that this is going to happen, but that just because a director wants a thing to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. Kathleen Kennedy presumably is behind him on this, but Kathleen Kennedy is also presumably on her way out of Star Wars as well. So really, it's really hard to gauge the validity on this one as well. So we're moving on. Next, we are talking about Deadpool, and we actually have a couple of things we're going to be talking about here. First up is the next time, according to a rumor, because like I said, there's one or two attached to this. Next time we will be seeing the Merc with the Mouth is going to be in Spider-Man 5, and then also in Spider-Man 6. So this kind of coincides with other rumors that we've been hearing, that we want to, or that Disney wants to do a Deadpool Spider-Man team up kind of thing, which I believe that part of it. I do think they want to capitalize on the popularity of those books, but I don't think the next time we see Deadpool will be that far out, as I bump the microphone. Then there is also a rumor that Feige has been courting, I'm going to read the names, Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, who wrote, I believe, the Avengers movies, or the last two Avengers movies, specifically Endgame, and I can't remember, but they're attached to other MCU stuff. So Feige reportedly wants to bring these two in onto the writing staff, or to be the writing staff, which probably isn't going to sit very well with Ryan Reynolds. This one is believable as well, because Feige wants somebody who already knows the Disney movie-making machine, specifically the MCU movie-making machine. So if he can get that, then I would imagine these guys are going to be pretty big all-stars on his roster of potential writers. And I feel like it would be a smarter move, if this is true, if it would be a smarter move to add them to the writing team so they can kind of tweak and point out things that would work better for the MCU and not just have them be the script writers, because we already know Ryan Reynolds and the existing scripting crew do a fantastic job. So it would be total suicide to completely remove all of them. And then we have another Deadpool rumor saying that not only are we going to be getting a Deadpool 3 sometime, there are no time announcements attached to this rumor, but eventually we will be seeing a Deadpool 3. But not only that, we are also going to be getting a 4 and 5 as well. So it will be effectively a Deadpool trilogy in the Disney MCU world. And they might be teasing this. They might be the ones that leaked this rumor in order to get Ryan Reynolds to stay on board a little bit longer. It just seems like if they're yanking him around like it sounds like they might be, according to these rumors, then he probably isn't going to be the most happy Deadpool we've ever seen. So I don't know I don't know if I buy that they're planning three more Deadpool movies. I would imagine they would be planning at least one more beyond three, assuming three does as well as they want it to. But I can't see them taking so much of a gamble that they're going to put two beyond Deadpool 3. So I don't know. That seems pretty shaky. That is what we have for Deadpool. Next, we're moving over to Sword. And it's kind of funny because these rumors are saying that Sword is going to be the new Shield in the MCU, which kind of makes sense. So first up, there's a couple of rumors here. First up is that there are rumors, the rumors on rumors, and this episode is kind of rumors on rumors on rumors. But the first of those rumors is that we are going to be introduced to Sword. We already know that's been rumored, but not only are we going to be introduced to the organization, we are also going to be introduced to their leader, Abigail Brand. And they are now talking about heroes that will be partnering with Sword. So this is the other rumor. The other rumor is the first partnership with Sword on their Disney Plus series, if the rumors are to be believed, is going to be Spider-Man. I don't know. This one's stacking rumors, so you have to think the first rumor is true in order for the second rumor to make sense, right? So again, this one's really shaky ground that we're talking about. Next rumor is Alpha Flight. We are apparently going to be getting an Alpha Flight series. This is another rumor based on a rumor. So if you believe the rumor that the Hulk versus Wolverine movie is going to happen, then that is where supposedly we're going to be introduced to Alpha Flight. And from that movie, we're going to get it spun into a Disney Plus series that is going to explore who that team is and why they're relevant. So again, if you believe the one rumor, then it makes sense that the next rumor would be legit. I just, not knowing enough about the contract that Disney has with Universal for the Hulk, it's hard for me to believe that we're going to get that Hulk versus Wolverine movie, and therefore hard for me to believe that we're going to see Alpha Flight. I really want that to be the case. I want to believe this rumor. I just don't think it has a whole lot of legs. That's what we have there. Next, we're talking Doctor Doom. This rumor, we've talked again, this is kind of associated, this isn't based on another rumor, but this is very closely associated with another set of rumors we've covered. First part of this rumor is that we are going to be seeing Lucia von Bardas, who in the comic books succeeded Doom as the leader of Latveria. I know I'm not saying that 100% right, but that's how I read it. But now this rumor says that we're going to be introduced to her before we see Victor in the MCU, and then Victor is going to succeed her as the ruler of Latveria. in the MCU. So it's going to be flipped, which I think is a fun way to do it. I do believe we are going to see Victor Doom. Probably not this phase. We're probably going to see him in phase 5. And that would be a great way. So if we see her, I'm reading names because I'm horrible with them. If we see Lucia von Bardas in phase 4, then we know this is coming. If that happens, I think it's going to be towards the end of the phase, and they're going to set up Victor Doom as the one of the big bads for phase 5. So I think this one has a little bit of legs. I wouldn't bet a whole lot of money on it, but I bet there is some sort of validity to this. Next, we're going to be talking about a number of rumors that are all really similar in that it's rumors about actors that are trying that one studio is trying to steal from the other. So Marvel Studios is trying to steal them from the DC studios and vice versa. So first up is The Rock. There is a rumor that Disney is so hyped on trying to get The Rock into their stable of superhero actors that they are going to create a character specifically for the MCU for The Rock to play. This one has very little legs. I do not believe this one at all. At freaking all. Because there are so many characters that exist in the MCU, especially now that Disney owns the Fox characters, Gladiator comes to mind. I mean, so many potential for there's just no way that's legit. The next one is WB. Warner Brothers is reportedly courting Brie Larson for any number of roles, those being Lady Blackhawk, Zatanna, Hawkwoman, and Big Barda. I don't believe this one. We're going to get to the next one, and then we're going to talk about why I don't believe these two either. The next one is Tom Holland is being eyed by Warner Brothers as well to potentially play Tim Drake. Tom Holland is not the only one that they're thinking of, but the rumor goes that they are thinking of it. So I don't think either of these things can legally be true, because I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% sure, but I am pretty sure that all of these actors have exclusivity contracts with their respective producers, with Warner Brothers and Disney and so on and so forth. So Tom Holland, Brie Larson are exclusive to Disney. The Rock is exclusive to Warner Brothers. Pretty sure. I mean, yes, I understand The Rock is doing Disney movie is doing with Emily Blunt, but that's not a superhero movie. I would imagine there is a clause in his contract that says he will not do a superhero movie for the competition, because they do that stuff with writers on the comic book side of things. So why would it make any less sense that they do the same thing with actors? I don't think any of these have legs, if for no other reason than because of that specific reason. And then we're talking about our final set of rumors, and these all surround Flashpoint. That's right, I told you we were going to be getting here, so we're getting here. Flashpoint has a number of rumors that basically all stem from two actors, Michael Keaton or Jeffrey Dean Morgan. First up, Michael Keaton being rumored to play Wayne. This one gets really sticky as far as the validity goes. We already have it connected to the Flashpoint universe, or this Flash universe, because Ezra Miller was in Crisis on Infinite Earths on the CW. So if they're playing with that continuity, which they probably are, then we know that Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne Batman already exists in this world. So that seems likely. I feel like that has the highest rate of likelihood. But then the other rumor is that Keaton is reportedly in discussions to be playing Thomas Wayne Batman. So the Earth 2 Batman, where Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne are the ones that survive and Bruce is the one that dies, and then Martha becomes the Joker and Thomas becomes Batman. So reportedly that is also potentially happening. I don't think that is the case, though there is a fair amount of stuff that has come out around this. Producers saying we are going in a different direction when asked specifically about Jeffrey Dean Morgan in a non-documented conversation. So it was, this is somebody recalling a conversation they had, not on the record, with a producer, saying that they're going in a different direction after they were asked if Jeffrey Dean Morgan was going to be coming back as Thomas Wayne. That sounds like there's a little bit of potential that that is an option. I don't think it's the most likely option. I feel like the most likely option is Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne and Michael Keaton as a alternate universe Batman, or as a future Bruce Wayne and dealing with Terry McGinnis, and we get the Batman Beyond movie. This would be a perfect way to set that up. Keep Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne, which is one of the other rumors. Keep Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne, but bring in Michael Keaton as an older version of Batman in some other multiverse situation, and have a Terry McGinnis set up in this Flashpoint movie. That is the perfect way to deal with this, not the rest of this garbage. So there is another set of rumors around the Michael Keaton being Thomas Wayne nonsense. That is that Michael Keaton's Batman, the reason it is taking so long to deal with these negotiations is because Michael Keaton as Thomas Wayne, they want to come back for multiple movies in a sort of mentor kind of role to Robert Pattinson's Batman, to potentially some other Batman. And this one, I feel like, doesn't feel right. I have no basis for that necessarily, but it just doesn't sound like a direction that makes a lot of sense. Even when you consider that this is a silly movie production company and not the comic book publishers that we have come to know and love. It just makes the most sense. Like I said, it makes the most sense for Jeffrey Dean Morgan to be Thomas Wayne because he has that physicality. The fans really want that. And then to keep Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne as an older future version so that we get the Batman Beyond movie that, again, the fans really want. This all is what makes the most sense. And that is the end of the Flashpoint rumors, and actually the end of the rumors in general. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the full news show or join me for more nerdy things on the YouTubes, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.